All right, this is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're still speaking with Gene Corrigan, the former ACC commissioner and UVA AD. Gene, are you still there?
I'm with you.
Good.
Coach, we were just going to ask you a question going back to my day, which is a long time ago. A week in 1971 where we played Clemson, South Carolina, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech. I know at the time you thought that was an important week in the history of Virginia athletics, certainly Virginia basketball. Do you remember back in those days and the impact it had on the University of Virginia?
Well, you guys did so much for basketball. And for the whole athletic department, your success was something that I think brought a lot of attention to athletics at the University of Virginia. And it was just, I was very fortunate to come in as athletic director at that time. And you had a guy that played a little guard for you named Parkhill, as I recall, who became, I think everybody that was a true Wahoo fan became a Barry Parkhill fan. But you guys captured basketball in the whole Commonwealth.
Yeah, and of course, Barry always says that my next assist will be my first assist.
Well, he knows that, right. Well, you were a specialist.
That's right. I wasn't supposed to pass.
There's nothing wrong with being a specialist as long as you hit them when you shoot them.
Gene, one of your old buddies, Tom Baker, wrote an email to me today from Kilmarnock. He asked, he said, Gene, you made some pretty significant hires as athletic director. He mentioned Terry Holland, Mark Bernardino, and Debbie Ryan. Tell us about those processes and, you know, how do you feel particularly about how well your niece has done as the coach of the women's basketball team?
Well, they were. I mean, I'm sure somebody could find some of the other hires that I made that they wouldn't agree with as much, but they were. I was very fortunate in that regard. I really was. And each one of those people that you mentioned, I think in their own way, have made a great contribution to athletics at the University of Virginia. And it makes me proud, you know, to have been involved with bringing them on board, because they're all terrific, each one of them.
Gene, to your ACC commissioner days, one of your big achievements there was the recruitment of Florida State into the ACC, and they obviously have made a big contribution over the years.
Yeah, we needed to do something for our football. Our basketball has always been good. It will remain good. We needed to do something for football. We needed to get into the state of Florida for recruiting purposes, for a lot of different reasons. And Florida State was there when we called them and asked them if they were interested. They jumped on it immediately. They came in, and from the very beginning, they were a little bit too powerful, I think, for us, if you look back on the early years when they came in. But they did a wonderful job for us, and Bobby Bowden was a wonderful person to have as part of our conference. So I felt very good about the contribution that they made and how they, I think, raised the level of our football. I know they're having some problems now, but those things, you know, Jimmy, enough to know in college, it's really hard to stay at the top for a long, long time, but they've done it pretty well.
Yeah, they really have, although I guess they're struggling a little bit down there now. And, of course, Coach Bowden taking a little heat because they're used to so much success down there. On another subject, Coach, I know you're working on a book project now. My old colleague, Mac McDonald, was helping you with that. Tell our listeners a little bit about that project.
Well, I don't know whether it has any wind with it or not, but we've been working on this. This is something that I started writing when I retired. I wanted to write something kind of for my children and grandchildren and about our lives. And then when Mac got a hold of me a few months ago and said, "Why don't I work with you on this?" And so we're working on it. Hopefully, it'll see the light of day sometime.
Other than your book, what is keeping you busy these days in Charlottesville?
Well, I do. I've done a good bit of consulting over the years, and I've really enjoyed that. I feel like at times I can be very helpful to presidents and athletic directors as they look at their athletic programs. I've certainly been around enough, and I've made enough of the mistakes that maybe I can help them avoid some of the dumb things that I might have done over the years. But I've enjoyed doing that. I think that's... And again, having worn a lot of different hats in athletics, I think at times I can be very helpful to people.
And you chose Charlottesville to retire in. Tell us a little bit about that decision.
Well, as, you know, when you're married and you're moving around like we did, your wife just comes along with you. So when we started talking about retirement, I looked at her and said, it's your choice, and it wasn't any choice as far as she was concerned. We were going back to Charlottesville. As you know, we have a large family, and all but one of our children graduated from Albemarle High School here in Charlottesville. So it made a lot of sense for us to come back, and I don't know that there's a better place in the world to live.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate your joining us. We just thank you so much for your time. Look forward to having you again somewhere down the road, and just very best wishes with the book and everything else you're doing.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Gene.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back again after the bottom of the hour break.